Would y'all throw a fight or a game because of mafia threats?
Well, I would throw a fight for any reason. Because all that is less pain. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to end the fight early? I'm getting on the ground.
When would you do it? What round?
What you mean? They breaking Tyson records. First round, I'm falling out the ring.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary.
What it do?
I barely got that out. Today's guest, no stranger to you all, no stranger to the crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, hails from Atlanta, very amazing comedian and writer, actor, content creator. He does it all, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome back to the show, Mr. Rob Hayes.
With the Vapors.
Yeah.
Great jacket, man.
I appreciate it.
Great jacket.
Robbie low-key with the drip, but he always got the drip on. If you don't see it on him, check his feet, because he always got some heat on his feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what he do, man.
Heat feet. Feet heat, I should have said.
What's been good with you, man?
Shoot, same old, mm-hmm. You know. Pushing it, yep. Keeping it going,
yep.
Moving it forward.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of just random black man sayings right there.
Stuff you throw out to get them trying to get like cool, you. Cool, cool.
You know?
No, don't do that. Won't be able to use your body.
That's wild.
It is, man. It
just
is.
Pushing forward, you know, one step after the next.
One step after
the next.
Yeah, one day at a time. One day at a time.
Just keeping God first in my life. Yeah. You know, staying focused, mm-hmm. Eating right, drinking water.
Focused, man.
Just tell Steph to holler at me, man.
Just black stuff.
Young hunger, your hope. Saw Sherman's Showcase did a live thing.
We did a live show at the LRA Theater.
That was dope.
I got to play multiple characters. Mm. I was running around switching wigs and
like
coming
theater?
Back out.
It was like in living color, damn near.
I mean, it was like sketch, but you know, we made a lot of
money.
Fun songs for the show, and so we got to perform them live. Like, and you know, it didn't hit me until like
afterwards.
The rehearsal was like, oh yeah. I've never heard these songs we made with a band. Totally different.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
Yeah.
What kind of songs?
The sketch show Sherman Showcase, it was on IFC.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was like Soul Train, but everything's a joke. So the songs are jokes, the commercials,
mm-hmm.
You know, everything you hear, you know, like every, you know, celebrity intro, everything is a joke.
Did you hear, did you listen to Little Brother's Minstrel Show?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole album, you know how that's kind of set up a show?
Right.
Kind of like that, right? But like a Soul Train type of vibe. So all the songs, when the artists come on, perform the songs, all of that, it's all just mockumentary type stuff.
Got it. So what were some of the songs about?
You ever heard of Drop It Low for Jesus?
I have.
Yeah, that was us. That was Sherman Showcase. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice song.
Mm-hmm.
Drop It Low for Jesus. Sometimes you got to shake a little ass for Jesus. The Bible never said he didn't like that, you know?
Right.
So why not?
Right. They skipped a lot of the ass-shaking years.
Yeah.
You know
Jesus'
what I'm saying?
Ass-shaking years?
Well, like, yeah. You.
I mean, he was around
12, right? And then he a grown man.
Right.
Yeah.
In between 12 and grown man.
It's a lot going on.
You might want to see a little something.
Brothels were a thing. Back then,
right?
You know what I mean. So somebody
I think we assumed
was
Jesus wasn't going. You know,
When he turned the water into wine, how are you gonna be convinced that it's wine if somebody's not like, you know what? I feel like dancing right now. I feel like getting up, boogieing.
Also, if he had that power, that means he had to drink a lot of wine, you know?
Right? You don't try that at a party for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that first at a kickback.
Right.
Jesus at home with Mary and Joseph just pointing that barrel.
Try this. You
That's
know,
wild.
Like, you know, everybody don't know I got powers. I'm going to bust them out at the wedding. But, you know,
I feel like they took us to the point where Jesus had like perfected his way of ministering. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
he knew how to do it to a point where it wasn't annoying. But when you first find out you got the powers, you're a teenager or something like that.
Right.
You go through the brothel and they be like, oh, here come this nigga again, finna be preaching all in it. He mm-hmm. had to learn how to perfect it, how to slide it in regular conversation.
Mm. That makes sense though, because like, wouldn't you wait? Especially like Jesus probably had the say like when the Bible wrote stuff about him, you know.
Yeah.
So when he was like really good at it, there he was probably like, "All right, you can start writing." Because at first he was probably like turning water into like sparkling water, You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like he was probably just doing like a little like little versions of it. And then when it got to the wine, it was like, all right, bring in.
I'm gonna tell you why the Bible Leviticus is the dopest story, because it's a biography basically of Jesus, but he didn't have any input. He let all his homies give their view of Jesus.
He told them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they was around.
I think he was sitting next to
him. I'd be disappointed if I saw Jesus writing somewhere. Like, dog, you Jesus. You shouldn't even be doing that. Get the homies to write that down.
And then he...
somebody give me another stone so I can...
Make this all make
so
sense.
So I'm
to
up
me.
On the cross, right? Abs glistening. Yeah. Hey, dog. Hey, bro.
Hey. That's probably when they were like, we should probably have your friends ready.
you think they were
first-hand
like,
account.
It was like, hey, you want to read this before I turn it in? They'd be like, nah, I'm sure you didn't say anything bad. I mean, let me see. Nah, you know what? Fuck it.
For sure. He probably proofread it at least at the end. Like, what if they went up to the cross with the Bible and was just like, we just want to make sure that...
You're like, y'all ain't gonna get me down? That's crazy.
Okay.
You told us it was your will. You told us.
I'm gonna be back to fix some of this. Back. I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna fix this right up.
That's when they got spooked. Wait, you coming back from this? Oh, that's crazy.
And then he stopped talking. He was just like,
I feel like.
What did he mean by back?
What's his name that betrayed him?
Judas
betrayed him. But you think some of the other disciples were skimming off the top?
Probably hating at least. they had to be so. Like Judas was the one that was like, "I'm taking it there."
Right.
But he had to have like, some slight haters. You know what I mean?
I don't know anybody that could roll 12 deep without any like. Issues.
Well, I mean, when you see Jesus performing some of these miracles, you see him walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, maybe we shouldn't mess with bro. Like, bro got
right.
Hands. He got holy hands.
I mean, like his power, like one of his powers was like making sure everybody ate.
Yeah.
So you're gonna hang out with somebody, and it's like, hey, if we just need one fish to really get it popping,
right?
With the fish fry,
one barrel of water.
Yeah.
Probably a great friend. Think about it. Probably a great friend. You think he knew that? Like, when he came into party, he was like, all right, I'm here. Y'all ain't got to worry no more.
I bet the chicks was on it, though. The chicks at Galilee was probably on JC.
Fish, bread.
Oh, JC here. Oh, my God. He got a new look garment on. Look at him. I like the way it stopped before his ankles.
He had the nice hair. I'm sure he was a lot more popping than the Bible even said. You know, the Bible had to write it in like...
So the Bible holding them down.
No, not really, but I just mean like you have to write it
they
like
put
a
no
scribe.
Pizzazz on it. They yeah. Have, no, yeah, no.
You have to write it all holy and make it like very, you know, for the genre. But you couldn't be like, Jesus
this
came in.
This nigga came in dripping on bitches.
And the
I'm talking
hoes
about.
Went crazy.
Put his hand in the holy Bible. Water. You bless. That'd be crazy. Crazy. It's crazy because it's kind of like what you said. It's almost like code switching when it comes to like making sure that it's able to be digested by everyone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't put too much swag up on it. And speaking of code switch, this episode is sponsored in part by Code Switch, an amazing podcast on NPR Radio. They are the winner of Apple Podcast Show of the Year. And if you haven't checked it out, you should definitely check it out. Code Switch tackles amazing topics that you wouldn't generally think about in regular conversation, but the questions that we all think about, like does coming up in a more poverty-stricken neighborhood affect the way that you look at food and what you eat? Like, you know, I grew up on bologna sandwiches, ramen noodles, hamburger helper, and does that affect the way I go forward in life and as far as trying new things like caviar or escargot and things like that? And I definitely think it does. I'm not trying no eggs. I'm not trying no snails, none of that type of stuff. So it tackles these things. It also talks about how to create boundaries with immigrant parents or tips on how to speak to a family member whose racial views might be a little stuck in the Stone Age. It's an amazing show that tackles these conversations and these topics in a way that you will never see it or hear it anywhere else. Kosich really gets to the real about why we do what we do associated with race and identifying the headlines that can affect the way we think about race and our identity at home. So last episode I watched was the one that was actually about food and how it affects the way we go forward in life and how do we interact, how we are when it comes to, like, I was big on not throwing away food because you didn't know what you was going to eat again, so you finished your whole plate. So all of these type of things are discussed in Code Switch. Every new episode of Code Switch feels like a love letter to the ways that race and identity are always connected and how your life, no matter who you are, is made rich by thinking through them. Listen to Code Switch now from NPR anywhere you get your podcasts. Yeah, man.
That was a good little transition.
Hey, man, you know, I'm out here trying, bro. I'm trying.
Little transition.
We didn't do a welcome song, and I feel like we should because Rob is here, and he's just, you know, he's a dope freestyler. He made it on Flex.
He be spitting.
Yeah, he was on Flex. He was on Sway. He got YouTuber of the Year for the freestyle. I saw him on Smack. He
URL.
He said, I did.
I don't remember. You know, Smack. They rap without the beat. They rap without the beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least with Sway or something, I can hide behind the beat. Smack is really just your...
I think a beat is worse.
Nah, because then it's like, oh, this real. He didn't even know what beat they was going to play. Smack is like, oh, he was not prepared.
You be thinking that battle rappers be, like, rehearsing in the mirror and stuff?
They friends hear them. That's how they friends are able to, like... Like repeat their lines, cause right. You know, like when they have like one of them punchlines right. And like the whole crew,
I'd
that
be
means
so mad.
He been messing that up in the car.
In the background, I'd be like coughing, dropping,
yeah,
Glock, and you'd be like, bro, you making it seem like I rehearsed this. I always hated.
I feel like you have to though. You have to, like you said, you want your boys to come in on a certain punchlines, and like it makes it heavier when you got that. That layered of mm-hmm. that one word.
I always mm-hmm. thought it made it seem less like improvised.
Well, it's not improvised. They rap each round is what, 3 minutes? They get to rap for 3 minutes.
They rapping for a long time. I hate when they lose their place mm-hmm. and then they like go back and like say the line again to get back to
the
spot.
They hit you with the hey, I say, hold on. This is them trying to collect their thoughts.
Hold it down.
Hey, yo, I say, I come in your mom's house, and you, man, y'all not even listening. Hold on, man.
Or they get mad that the crowd likes it. Like, the crowd will be going crazy. They'll be like, come on. They'll come back on. Up a couple lines.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this was.
Well, there's no shot clock.
Heavily.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
We don't see who's keeping time. So they're probably just worried about running out of time the whole time.
Shot clock. Like,
yeah.
Bar clock.
Okay, well, you know the rules, Rob. We're just trying to rhyme something with damn internet, you scary at some point of the rhyme. It don't have to be great, man. It's not the five fingers of death, anything like that.
Oh,
we
this is real. I thought this was a bit.
Nah. No, you never done the freestyle with us?
I've never done a freestyle. I've just like riffed about stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it
that
is.
That was scary.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. You try to rhyme scary with Mary, Dairy, Larry, Cinderella.
Why would you take up all the things?
There's so many more words, Rob.
Is that?
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, Pat's gonna kick it off. I'm gonna do
a
beat.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm not by myself right now.
No.
Okay, y'all
go. You wouldn't do you like that?
I'm gonna pass it to you almost immediately.
All right.
I'm gonna pass it to you almost immediately.
Damn. I was trying to listen to a beat on the way up here. Here we go. I'm gonna just do something easy.
Okay, New York. Got my Yankee fitted on.
Mess it up.
It almost took forever to get out. Light a trash can on fire at the corner. Bubble jacket flow. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm in NY and I'm not fazed. I'm chilling here with Rob Hayes. Came through eating all these berries. Welcome to damn internet, you scary.
Okay.
I'm about to bust a grape. This nigga over here wearing Bape. I like that jacket. I like that jacket. Now it's your turn. Start rapping.
I'm thinking of something with a twist.
Okay.
He says he likes my jacket so much it feels disingenuous. I don't know it's real, but that's okay. That's just how I feel.
Uh-huh.
R to the OB. You already know me. I score like Kobe. With the fro, we used to call him Froby. Yeah, back in 02 or 01 when he had the fro, winning championships, legendary on damn internet, you scary.
Hey, what are you talking about? That became a lot about Kobe. Mostly about Kobe. I was capping like he couldn't rap, yo.
When freestyling on the West Coast, if you drop Kobe lines, nobody can really disrespect you.
Okay,
you give a shout out to Kobe or Nipsey, it's like, well,
also,
damn, all right,
I'm going
to just wait till he's done.
Never called him Froby.
You never called him Froby?
That's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah. You kind of couldn't do it while he had the fro because you didn't know something was next. But then when he moved on from the fro, then you had to back
it.
Reference so was, the Froby years.
Got it. So it was in retrospect.
Yeah, that was in retrospect.
That would be weird
that's
to be
when
like,
we started being
Froby
like,
while he had the fro.
Froby?
That's what made him cut it. People started yelling out Froby.
Said I didn't know what was next.
Oh, my God, man. Okay, so we got a lot of crazy stories right now.
Did we have a moon last week?
What you mean?
We had like two moons last week for a hot second.
Like two extra moons?
We had
one extra moon?
We had the regular moon.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a second moon.
How you know to look for the second moon? Because if I see one moon, I'm probably just like done looking.
Right, but...
Was it in close proximity?
Astronomers? Who's the... NASA. Let's just say NASA.
Okay.
NASA saw it coming, and they were like a week in advance. They were like, yo, we about to have two moons for a little bit.
Was that moon or was that that extra, I mean, not the extra, that the asteroid that was supposed to fly by Earth and we were going to be able to see
no,
it?
No, this was an extra moon.
Oh, really?
I feel like an asteroid would be moving kind of quick, right?
I mean, I guess so, especially if it's flying past Earth. But
yeah,
I mean,
this is Earth.com, so you know it's real.
Okay.
It's official. Earth now has two moons. On Sunday, September 29th, the planet captured a tiny asteroid named PT5 that turned into a temporary mini moon.
Mm. I think that was the thing that I was talking about. So it got caught in our gravitational pull and did a somewhat rotation with us, maybe like a half rotation, and it was like, all right, I'm out of here.
That's so random. Yeah. He's like, they didn't stay.
What if another country puts their flag on a mini moon? see, y'all weren't even ready. Y'all weren't even ready for a new moon to pop off. It's like, damn, we didn't even know they had a space program. You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah, India just put their flag on the mini moon.
You know that second moon is India's.
And it's everywhere.
And it just leaves. That'd be crazy.
Quick question. Did y'all know that that Hooters had an airline?
Whoa.
I did not know that Hooters had an airline.
Yes, Hooters had a failed airline company from 2003 to 2006. So, yeah, it went really fast. They operated a fleet of Boeing aircraft from 2003 to 2006, primarily targeting golfers traveling to Myrtle Beach. On board, Hooters girls were present to enhance the experience. Though they weren't FAA certified to serve food or beverages, so they focused on selling company merchandise and interacting with the passengers. I need to know how long these flights were, because for 2 hours of trying to push some T-shirts off of me,
you want a Hooters shirt?
Like, no, give me water. Stop trying to feed me this shirt.
I get your breasts. I get your breasts. I get that. But where are the wings at? Okay, that's what we're here for, the wings and the fries. Despite offering a fun and unique flying experience, rising fuel costs and the niche approach led to the airline's closure in 2006, resulting in a $40 million loss for the parent company. The airline was the brainchild of Robert Brooks, owner of Hooters of America, who acquired Pace Airlines in 2002 and transformed it into a flying billboard with Hooters-branded narrow-body planes. Hooters Air began its operation on March 6, 2003. Passengers were greeted by Hooters girls alongside traditional flight attendants, though the Hooters girls spent more time hanging out with the passengers than performing typical in-flight duties.
They were just kind of walking up and down the aisle.
Sitting on people's laps. I mean, the guys that were probably on this, you probably get a couple like Hoosers that scraped up enough money or doing something wild. But most of the guys are probably like rich, so.
Yeah, you said for golf people, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, they're still probably old and sleazy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
About the poor person that, like, something happened, they flight canceled, and then, like, hey, don't worry, we got you on another flight.
And it's Hooters
Air. Yeah.
You're like, what air? You know how bad an airline has to... I didn't even know you could have an airline for 3 years. I thought 3 years was, like, the testing.
Now you got to tell your family, like, hey, they going to sit on my lap and everything, but I'm going to make it home for Christmas, all right? I'm going to make it home.
They don't have
any food. I'm gonna be hungry when I get there.
So you gotta get dropped off at the Hooters terminal. Right up here, Delta. No, the Owl.
They ain't got no peanuts, but they got little cups of ranch for you. You take that with you on your way out. You know, find the Hooters when you land.
Hooters terminal sounds lit. If you gonna have a layover, mm-hmm. if you gonna be stuck somewhere,
if they got the wings though, if they got the food, then it's lit. If not, then it's just branding.
They just don't got the food approved for the plane.
Yeah.
But so they got it in the terminal. They should have had like a little wing truck by the terminal.
Wing truck.
Or and you can get like 5 wings for free if you buy your ticket.
Boarding takes so long, you might as well order some wings while you pre-boarding.
Right.
And then by the time your zone comes in, then it's like,
they drop it off to you at the door, like what they do with alcohol. You buy something, alcohol at duty free, they bring it to the door for you because you can't take it with you.
I think it's just a bad idea, though. I think that we're trying to, I think we're trying to make it work. But it's like, I couldn't imagine being a CEO and seeing a packed Hooters and being like, you know what? We need an airline. We could probably do both. Like, I don't see how they correlate at all. Like, we could take this to the sky.
I would be more, I would, right now, I'm trying to lose weight, so I would be like, man, this all I got to eat? Like, because you know Hooters ain't going to have no fire salad. Mm-hmm, they put everything on the wings and the fries and all of that, so that would be, I would be cooked. Because I'm going to cheat. I can avoid it if I'm driving or I'm doing whatever, but if I'm sitting there and you walk by wings, I'm going to cheat.
Yeah.
I'm going to cheat every time.
It's the whole point of the flight. That's like, if you going on Wingstop Air... You're not gonna be like, I'm not gonna have
I'm
some
not
wings.
Gonna, right. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it, man. I would rather stick with what I have planned, like Factor. And if you guys don't know about Factor, well, let me tell you about it. Factor offers 35 wholesome meals every week, including gourmet plus keto, calorie smart, vegan, or veggie, vegan plus veggies. So you'll always find something that suits your lifestyle. Now I ain't gonna hold y'all. Factor came, they hit me up, they hit us up, I was like, yo, you want to check it out? We want y'all to, do the ad for us. And we're always like, hey, let's try it first, because I don't want to promote something that I don't fully believe in. This shit good. And I hope I don't get in trouble for cussing, but I got to let y'all know, this shit good. First of all, it's refrigerated, never frozen, okay? Food is fire. I ain't going to hold you. I thought it was going to be unseasoned, because, I mean, I don't know who cooking it. But it is fire. You understand me? 2 minutes, you poke the holes in the plastic, put it in the microwave, and the food is ready. So whether you're managing calories or you're maximizing your protein intake, you won't go wrong with Factor. It has been dietitian approved, the meals. It'll help you stay on your wellness goals. You get to choose from 6 meal preferences, like I said, the keto, the calorie smart, the vegan plus veggie. Found a roundabout way to make sure your day is still packed with the food and the nutrition that you want and you need in your life. This fall, I know everybody got a lot going on. You got holiday. Fall going into winter is just holiday after holiday after holiday, all right? So you take all the worry about what you're going to eat out of it and get with this Factor, okay? They deliver fresh, nutritious, chef-prepared meals ready in just 2 minutes. You work hard, so treat your body well. You know what I'm saying? Get with this Factor. It's delicious food, ready in a flash. And again, it's refrigerated, never frozen. So head to factormeals.com/DIYS50 and use the code DIYS50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. That code again is DIYS50 at factormeals.com/DIYS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's two deals. That's two deals. Mm-hmm. What are we doing right here, man? Come on. Hooking y'all up.
Get that Factor,
hooking y'all up.
It shouldn't be a Factor.
I'm surprised the plane isn't owl themed.
You say what?
Because Hooters is like an owl reference, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the plane should have like a beak and stuff, like an owl.
Like Drake's plane?
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
You know?
If it was just Hooters inspired and you didn't have to feel silly getting on a giant plane that said Hooters. That must be crazy.
You don't go to Hooters for the decor. You go for the titties and the wings, man.
You don't
man.
Fly for the titties.
I mean, listen. Look how she's like looking over that chair, right? It's like just all of your face. Oh, you need to go ahead and fasten that. That's why they there.
Terrible example.
Why would they go to like for golfers going
to like Myrtle Beach?
To Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. Like to me it would be like go to like Vegas or something.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they only had enough planes or clearance to do like, you remember when JetBlue was only doing like New York, Florida, and LA?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was that type of thing and it was like, you know regional.
Mm.
Where's but Myrtle Beach?
If that's South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Beach.
And shout out to all the folks right now being affected by Hurricane Milton. Not shout out and it's like, yo, we see you. It's just like, yeah, my heart goes out to you guys. Yeah. If you got family over there, please check on them. Relocating, I saw this video, this chick was talking about relocating or evacuating. It's not cheap, and it's not. So if you know you got family or friends over there, reach out to them. See if they need a place to stay. See if you can put something on their ticket. See if you can put something on their gas. Because I can't imagine what they're going through right now to have your whole life uprooted because of a storm that no one can do anything about, and to feel just lost. And the government, this is the part I hate. Like, I don't know what's right and what's wrong when it comes to the government, how much assistance they can give. I was watching some video about, like, what FEMA can do, but they can only do it after the government has given so much money or done so many things, and then FEMA can step in, and then, what's the other one? The military one.
National Guard?
National Guard comes in after the initial government's action. So it was just... I can't imagine the frustration those people are going through and the emotional strain that's being put on them. So my heart and my prayers go out to you guys.
Especially since we find out about it so early. It's like the government should do something before we hear about it on Instagram 3-4 weeks before it happens. Did you guys see the simulation? That dude was like standing on that
platform. The green screen and the house was behind him.
Did you see that?
No.
It's basically like he was showing how bad the hurricane can be and basically it was actually
different categories, right?
Yeah, like it would like the water would raise around him and there was like houses and fake houses and cars and it went up to like over 9 feet and the cars were floating and the houses were underwater. It looked pretty scary. I've never been in a hurricane. Dang. You guys?
No.
I used to live in Florida, so we would get the like results of hurricanes. We were in Central Florida, so it wasn't like too bad. But windows boarded up, you know. Everybody stay inside. Hmm. Yeah, it would get
you
intense.
Board your windows.
Yeah, the hurricane season.
Is it like
season,
the cartoons with like hammer it in?
Well, like you're not trying to have like glass everywhere.
Debris.
So you're not trying to have debris come and bust through the window. So yeah, it's more like a big old board. Like
on the inside or the outside?
On the outside. Yeah.
Okay. You want to protect the debris that's flying from hitting the window and breaking. If you put it on the inside, it still could break it. But it's I was down in New Orleans, I wanna say a month before Katrina happened.
Yeah.
And I heard
me
like,
too.
They heard the sirens of like the warning sirens. And people just was like, ah, baby, that's whatever. We don't go nowhere. And it was crazy to like see, because I was freaking out.
You had to do that accent. You had to do that. This is serious. We talking about natural disasters, and then you want to bust out your New Orleans accent. It's not time for that. It's not time for that. That made it authentic.
That happened every week, baby.
I don't know if we needed that. I don't know.
Is yours better? Can you say that like yours is better? Let me hear yours.
I mean,
nah, that's how you put it out there. Like,
I'm from New Orleans, and people talk different ways. You know, like, hey, I have friends that sound different than me, but hey, I'm just a regular guy from New Orleans.
Point taken. I apologize. You know, if my accent offended anybody. I don't know if you guys have seen the Fashion Nova Drizzy BBL concert. Costume.
Yeah.
Did y'all see that?
I saw it before it was put together as a Drake costume. I just saw the BBL.
I didn't know if this is real. I didn't go on Fashion Nova to check it out because every time I go on Fashion Nova, I end up buying something. I don't care. I'm a Nova man. I don't care. I like the stuff. It's
like
horrible quality, but it looks nice on that first wear.
Yeah, for real though. Once you watch it, it turns into a napkin. Yeah,
that is what fast fashion is. So if you got Fashion Nova stuff, instead of throwing away, just burn it yourself because it's just gonna sit in some field forever. So just burn it.
Yeah,
just burn it yourself because you got two wears out of it if you don't sweat. If you sweat, that first just throw it away.
Right.
It's a wrap. But this is so wild. It's crazy to see how hip hop affects everything. We say that, but like this costume, there's no other link to anything else other than hip hop. And this was from a beef. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, Kendrick didn't make this one, but the guy, what's his name? Thelonious?
Thelonious?
Metro. Yeah, he did the beat, and then Metro used it. No, but that guy did it first.
He did Willoni's a BBL jersey.
Well, Rick Ross, I think, coined the phrase, right?
Yeah. And then Willoni
BBL jersey
did the beat, and then Metro played it, I think, in St. Louis when he did a live concert.
That's but this so is crazy, because I know Drake is just like, I don't have a BBL, guy.
Right.
I had abs. I got abs. Anyone of you would do it if you had the money. I don't have a BBL, guys. And he's just like, BBL Drizzy. This, I feel like this and the baby oil jokes are kind of played out.
Man, this Drake thing has gone so long and so far. And then with Kendrick submitting Not Like Us for Grammy consideration, then this costume happening. It's just like I get the Drake hate. I get it. But I'm also like, y'all are kind of corny. Because Drake had over a 10-year run, and nobody had the balls to say any of this. Y'all was bopping to all of his songs in the club. It was your favorite song. This is the, I think they said this is the first time he hasn't been on Billboard. Like, top 10 on Billboard. Like, this is the first time ever. So, it's I kind of feel like it was, like, one of those things where once there was blood in the water, then everybody wanted to come forward. And and then a lot of it is just bandwagoning, too. Like, and there's nothing against Kendrick, because I'm a Kendrick fan, too. I'm a Cole fan, too. Cole just put out a track saying why he stepped out of it.
Late.
Yeah. I mean, well, let's listen. You couldn't do it in the midst of everything, because
everything still stands. All right,
Name me two tracks off of Cole's latest album, Might Delete Later.
You mean the one where he did the
diss? He deleted one of them.
Name me two tracks. Mine is the one he deleted. You can't, because it came out in the mix. Name me some songs off of Big Sean's album. Or name me the single Big Sean dropped right as this is kicking off.
Oh, it was like Finally Still Famous.
Finally Still Famous.
Nope.
Because he's still famous.
No,
finally.
No.
He had been finally famous, but now he finally still
that
famous. Wasn't like he's still,
that beat
finally,
still famous.
Still
that
famous.
Beef was
so
big. I still
know who Sean is. He ain't big yet.
That beef was so big, you missed everything that came out.
But he
in
still could have released this.
That's not true. Just because Patrick can't name a couple songs. Shaboozy was out here. He had the
different
whole
genre.
Getting tipsy.
Different genre.
So real.
Different.
What
that
you
was
mean?
Country music.
Shaboozy
is
black.
He's country. It's a different demographic and a different genre of music.
All right.
You can't name me. You can't name me probably five albums that came out during that beef that are like notable right now. Unless you're a real music head. Unless you like Elliot Wilson or DJ Head or something like that. But the average person, that encompassed all of music world at that time.
Hip hop, yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying, man.
That beef did make it really hard to drop.
Woo, man. That and Taylor Swift. What you gonna do, baby?
Yeah.
What you gonna do, baby?
Even Drake had some tough releases after the beef.
Mm-hmm. But he did that 200 gigs or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple tracks on there, but
that was mostly video.
Oh no, that you got to comb through that footage.
You
got to comb through that footage.
Was it good? Was it good in there?
It's a part in that he released, and this is like a few months ago. But it's Diddy at OVO Fest performing Same Damn Time by Future without Future. Just over in Canada performing a Future song.
Diddy was doing that?
Yeah.
Why?
He's a maniac, bro. Diddy is a maniac, bro.
That's why we got
to
come
through. It's a hilarious video, because Drake hyping him up, too. Drake come out and start dancing with him like, yeah.
Yikes.
Hey, man. That's
so random.
That is a little out there.
That's why Future don't like you. That's crazy.
The videos of him in the studio and they working on stuff and they, you know, and he got his real Drake voice and it's like, we just need like a little more bass on there. We
just
need a little more
on YouTube, man. I'm not finna comb through this on Instagram and all that. I'm not finna do all of
that.
No,
it's like a website, right?
It's a website.
Oh, it's a website.
And then you click all the stuff on the website, and then if you don't like something, it's your fault because you clicked. You should have known by that file
name.
That's
how the internet works.
That's what you didn't want to see. You should have clicked something else.
I'm not doing all of that. Because
some of
man.
The videos is just like it's really like somebody took like one of your, you know, SD cards and just put it online. So the files could be called whatever. It could just be October Studio
Right. Just day. Like, yeah. How you know, do it,
and
how
then
you
it would just be like, oh, I don't like Coca-Cola. But then the next one, it would be like, oh, man, they made nothing was the same on the October day two. But, yeah.
How many gigs do you think you got through?
I probably got through about 27 gigs.
Who are you counting?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Just now. We going through like the actual gigs that you saw.
That's a lot.
27 gigs. That's as much as you could expect. If you drop 200 gigs and somebody's like, I got through 27, you should be like, thank you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, hippie?
What up?
Yeah, I don't see anybody getting too many laughs from this costume.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, by the time you wear this at Halloween, it'll be kind of played out. You know what I'm saying? It'll be you just trying to hold on to it to keep it alive.
I will say that that night that Kendrick dropped Not Like Us right after
That was Drake, diabolical.
After the first few notes, that bim, 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 I feel like I was like, this is gonna be everywhere.
Yeah,
like, I didn't know it was gonna get this big, but you could tell in the first few seconds. You're like, uh oh.
Hearing Kendrick say mustard on a beat hoe was scary. It was like, wait a minute, worlds are colliding. Wait a minute.
Because they had that little sample in the beginning, like, and you're like, what the hell is this? You're like, well, this is gonna be the next 9 months.
Ordering a Halloween costume, the worst possible thing that could happen is it go viral before you get it. Because somebody saw this and was like, that's funny. I'm the only one that saw this.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Right.
And then it started hitting all the blogs and stuff.
Like,
and
no,
by
no,
the
no,
time
no, no.
it came to the house,
that's
they're like,
so funny.
This is not even is funny
lame.
Anyway. Everyone hates this now.
Yeah. And Halloween is still 3 weeks away.
Halloween is still 3 weeks away. And it's somebody just with a fake booty in their closet. And they got to figure out what they're going to do.
This was posted a week ago, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so this,
right.
That's all of October. You're just looking at this unfunny costume. Like, man, I don't
but
even
I
know.
But I bet it sold out. If it actually is on Fashion Nova, I bet it sold out because people
which means there's going to be crazy amounts of people in this and it's not going to be funny.
Or people going to have other uses for them. Or it's like, you
what,
know
like
what?
Smashing?
No, it's like, whoa, I didn't even think about that. But
somebody
just like,
smash Drake with
wow,
a big butt.
You went off on that one.
I'm saying if a somebody who wants to enhance they butt, they get this, they might still use it as a butt enhancement.
I mean, it looks like a pillow, so it's not going to look good. But when I saw this about a week ago, too, but it wasn't
about
the
a
Drake.
Week ago.
Instead of what?
Wow.
Instead of $23.99. Oh, wow. Fashion Nova. Knock that $4 off.
Well, listen, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just going to say, I only saw the BBL, and it was just, that was the whole costume. It was like BBL.
Oh, that's all they're selling. The rest of this is just like to like show you what you could do with it. But really,
they're selling the clips.
They're just selling the BBL. Are they selling the clips?
It's just the butt?
No, you gotta get the clip somewhere else.
That's crazy. The picture I saw was just a dude in a regular outfit with the BBL hanging out.
Shout out to Sally Beauty Supply. Finna run out that bag real quick in there.
Oh, that's crazy.
Shout out to Drake, man, though. He's still, you can say what you want, but that man, he's still gonna be rich. He's still gonna put out some good music. Mm-hmm. He's still gonna be placing bets. I can't place the type of bets he be placing. But if you ain't got Drake type of money, then you need to go on over to Prize Picks, okay? Because Prize Picks lets you get your lineup or your roster together, and all you have to do is go over or under what they're going to average for a game, all right? If you think a player is going to get 30 points per game, you say, all right, this person's going to get more than 25, 28, whatever it is. You say more than or less than on three picks, you are in there. And right now, you could win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks, all right? And also, Prize Picks is giving you that payout in 15 minutes, all right? Members first. So with all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. With my picks, I got my money back in as quick as 15 minutes. Ain't nobody beating that, all right? You got a couple favorite players, pick them. Rob, how many players are on a football team?
53-man roster.
See, I don't know that. I'm not a savant when it comes to sports. I don't even know. I don't know how many players are on a basketball team. I'm gonna be honest with you. But I can look at an average, what they've been doing for the last couple games, and I can say that person go over or under, and that's all you need to be able to do to play Prize Picks. So I want you guys to check them out right now because they got a couple good deals for you. You sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Plus, Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select players' projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineup. So don't wait. Do it today. You're missing out. You could be out here, you know what I'm saying, somewhat living like Drake. Download the app today and use the code DIYS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today and use the code DIYS to get $50 instantly after you play your first lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. All right.
Drake do be gambling, huh?
Bro, he be putting it out there. Like he be betting like $2 million, $500. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I don't trust no niggas that much. I'm gonna trust the whole Chiefs with $2 million, just the Chiefs.
The posting it is crazy.
That's a flex.
Because the posting it, because then afterwards, if you call somebody after they lose you millions of dollars, they gotta answer the phone.
You hope
What's
they
that
would.
Combo like? You know?
Hope they would.
Yeah.
That's why niggas be getting killed just for like losing at their sport. Like some a boxer will be training though, and some mafia.
Oh, and they be throwing the fights.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Yo, I got $5 million on you. You better not lose." And you're like, "I didn't want to lose it to begin with, but okay." And then they lose, and now they're like, "You lost me $5 million." Like, I got beat up. This is literally the sport.
So sometimes it's beat up. I mean, sometimes it's that. Sometimes people really be throwing the fights. That's the crazy part right there.
Would y'all throw a fight or a game, because of mafia threats?
I would throw a fight. For any reason, because all that is less pain. Oh yeah. Oh, you want me to end the fight early? I'm getting on the ground.
When would you do it? What round?
What you mean? They breaking Tyson records. First round, I'm falling out the ring.
But why would I affect
like,
your legacy?
Ding, they walk out. He just like.
He was trying to make it.
I'm not gonna go the distance if I'm throwing it.
Well, I mean, like you know, round two, three.
All right, 2-3.
Okay, that was a good but negotiation.
Yeah. But one
is crazy. Because it's just like, damn, you're very clearly like either it's lose-lose because you're either suck at boxing or you clearly threw it. Mm. So I feel like you got to.
Or my shoe wasn't tied. Maybe I just go my boot, leave my boot untied.
You don't think your team would catch that?
That'd be wild if they didn't. That'd be super wild if they didn't.
That's why the post-fight interview, that's all I'm talking about. Man, you know, when you're growing up, they tell you to tie your shoes. I ain't really listen. You know, I'm a rebel. That's how I got here. But you know what I mean? I
tie my shoes. And they'll be like, if you look not even that carefully, his shoes were tied. There was no shoestrings anywhere. He actually just clearly tripped over himself. I don't know. I always thought about that, especially when I started seeing like Muhammad Ali, how he was being threatened and stuff like that, or like them Vegas fighters. I don't know.
I saw this doc about Sonny Liston, and there are people who think Sonny Liston took a dive, that like the Phantom Punch wasn't real.
Oh, for
and
real?
Like yeah, like Sonny Liston, like died in Vegas and like had all these like ties with different people. In the mob, and you know, like, yeah, there's some people that believe that Sonny Liston really took a dive against Muhammad Ali.
Oof. Because the mafia, because he wanted to get paid.
I think he owed the mafia, and then he had to, like, yeah, they were trying to get some money back.
Ugh, I wanna...
And then he still died?
Hmm?
He was killed mysteriously?
I don't remember. I'm sorry, St. Louis legend.
Damn, that's
my bad.
That's St. Louis. Sonny Liston. That sounds like
I'll do that. I wonder how that messes with you if you do that. Like, does that still mess with you even after you get the money or the big payout? Like, morally, or do you feel conflicted inside?
I mean, I think for him it was like a social thing too, because everywhere he went, it was like this superstar was made king by him beating you.
Yeah.
And now you still got to go to the barbershop. You still got to, like, do regular stuff. Ooh, and, like,
you probably feel some type of way. Because it's constantly being thrown up in your face. And I can't even imagine. But if you have gone through something like that, I want to remind you that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It is that time. It's Halloween. You know, a lot of people are dealing with things. And regardless if you have a mask or not, certain things you just can't hide behind, all right? Like if you are dealing with upsetting loss and it's traveling everywhere you go, you have to be reminded of that. Or if you lost a family member, or you lost a job, or whatever the case may be, it's the perfect time to start therapy, okay? There is no wrong time, really, in my opinion, to start therapy. And BetterHelp is amazing because you have so many options. They make it completely manageable, and they design it to fit your life, to be convenient, to be flexible, to be suited to your schedule. You fill out a quick brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. One of the great things I love about BetterHelp is that everything can be done from your phone or from your office or from your iPad, wherever you may be. That convenience, that flexibility makes it more encouraging to give this a try. And I remember when I was with traditional therapy and when I wanted to switch therapists, it took me a month and a half to get a new therapist, and they charged me for it. So the fact that BetterHelp offers that for free, it is just... So I encourage you guys to check out BetterHelp. And you know, if we're telling you about it, we got a little deal for you. Visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. Do it today, guys.
Shout out to BetterHelp.
You feel me?
They better help in the world.
This show should be called Damn You Sponsored. Golly. Y'all got so many ass. Y'all over here getting money.
It's just four shows.
I don't even be counting pockets like that.
It's just four shows.
Everything I say leads to an ass. And Rob, did you brush your teeth today? Yeah. Speaking of which, Colgate. Hey, make sure they got anti-gingivitis. They got the blue kind. They got the white kind.
The airline story was actually a Hooters ad. That was all a Hooters ad.
You know, I'm Delta One. With Delta, you could... Yo!
Hey, man, listen.
Hey!
You know what I mean? Listen, we just out here trying to keep the lights on.
Y'all out here getting it, man.
What you say in the beginning? Hey, man, we just putting one foot in front of the other. Come on, just moving forward with positive energy. You know what I mean? We just out here doing our thing, baby. That's it.
Golly, I didn't know I was at the Super Bowl. I didn't know that.
You die, man. We ain't getting this type of thing. Listen, we used to get Super Bowl checks. We do one show. One show every 6 hours. Run the bag up, baby. Let's get another episode. Another episode, man. We got one more story before we head out. Let me look at one more.
One more story, two more sponsors.
So these are fast food items you can't get in the United States. Okay, so this is just a big old tease. Other countries be remixing everything. Like they apparently the guidelines for some of these chains are pretty loose. We got the Kentucky Fried Oreo, which is in South Africa. Oh, those are just deep fried Oreos. Okay, I thought there was some chicken in there. McDonald's poutine. Okay, I did see this in Canada. They love poutine out there.
Hold on, real quick, guys. I just have to say this because there was no way for it to not be awkward or to be noticeable. I gotta leave.
Yeah,
I got this audition, and I'm gonna have to leave a little bit before the
show.
Damn,
were you leaving on the food one?
That's perfect for me because I would mess around and stop on the way to this audition. So, yeah.
stop at South Africa?
Just cut me out right here.
Have you ever had poutine in Canada?
I've had poutine. It ran through me.
Oh.
Yeah, it did not agree with me at all. That gravy went right through me. I'm convinced everybody can have the trash they grew up with.
Ah, but if you try some new trash.
If you try somebody else's
some
trash.
Foreign trash.
Yeah, like you know, people from Philly, they can eat a Philly cheesesteak because they grew up on that.
Though.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably the best of the trash. But like people in New York, they can have a hot dog off the street. You know what I'm saying?
Too.
They can have a halal cart off the street. L.A. too. You know what I'm saying? In Nebraska, they have what they call a runza. It's like a German sandwich. It's like kind of fried. It's got onions in it. You got to grow up in Nebraska to eat that.
Did you, have you eaten one?
I have.
Are these all examples of things that ran through you?
Things that ran through me.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the halal cart, the hot dog off the street, you've tried all of it and it didn't work out?
Didn't work out and I got a stomach of steel.
No, you don't.
I do. No, I do. There have been times where everybody in the house has been sick and I've been like, all right, more pizza for me.
Okay. So it was, okay, so just that list. Halal off the street was bad in New York because that's the best halal I've ever had.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It just didn't agree.
It's just off the street. I think other places would be like, I am, hey, man, I'm going in a building. I ain't eating from no truck.
Right.
You know?
It didn't taste bad. It just had some germs in it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I saw how they put it in the thing, and I was like, I don't know. I feel like somebody should have some gloves on.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how much poutine I see in Canada, but they still feel like they got to put it in McDonald's, which is, they must really, really
like
it.
Well, the fries that you get poutine on aren't, they just fries. So poutine on McDonald's fries does sound like an elevation.
I see what you're saying.
If you like McDonald's fries versus just a regular run-of-the-mill fry.
I get that. No, you got a great point, because it's really about who has the best fries.
Okay. I don't trust McDonald's with that gravy and that cheese. Because I don't trust that gravy and that cheese off the rip.
Why don't we do local stuff? It's not like McDonald's sells tacos in L.A. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The McChoco nuts? So, this is in France. I don't get what it is. It looks like
M&M's. It clats the M&M's.
It looks like a sandwich like with ice cream in it.
But the M&M's are ground up. They're not like, they're not a full M&M, which I kind of mess with. Like
the broken up ones.
Break them up for me if you're gonna make me eat them in sandwich form. I do like that.
You clats the M&M's.
Put them in the McFlurry machine. Get them nice and sawdusty, and then put them in a donut. I'm not mad at that.
It looks like a tart. With a hamburger bun on top.
Yeah, the bottom do look tardy.
And chocolate and if I don't know if that's caramel. That's an ugly color for caramel.
Is this for children? Is this like,
looks like it.
So to get kids to like hamburgers? Because I think they already like hamburgers.
Yeah, kids don't have any problem growing on hamburgers.
That's got to say in French, new for a limited time.
All right, what's the next one? Churro popcorn. That looks kind of good.
Okay.
This is KFC.
KFC be wilding overseas. Right. They get out of America, they be wilding.
I wonder if America just is the most strict with what else you could put in there, because it seems like everybody else is doing this stuff. This looks like a cone of churros with syrup.
I've never seen cone juice outside of ice cream.
What do you mean?
Like, I've seen an ice cream cone, and that's it. I've never seen anything else go in a cone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wait, is that true? What be in cones?
Like a waffle cone? I've never seen a waffle cone with anything but ice cream.
Shaved ice? Well, I guess that's close to ice cream, though.
Okay, in the cold genre.
Cone. It's never in a waffle cone?
No, shaved ice will come in a paper cone.
Maybe a frozen yogurt might come in a waffle cone.
That's all ice cream adjacent.
All ice cream adjacent. They put churros in a waffle cone. That's got me thinking, what if you could get popcorn in a waffle cone? Like kettle corn in a waffle cone? That might be crazy.
All right, we got the KFC. This is 90% KFC wildin'.
Yeah.
KFC shrimp, fried shrimp donut, which doesn't look bad. It just looks weird. Like, I got to see some of the shrimp. Just seeing shrimp filling is kind of weird to me.
Yeah, I think calling something a donut, you clearly don't know what donut means.
That could have been like a shrimp ring.
If you just call it a shrimp ring, a shrimp, you know, not lifesavers taken, but like something that's like circular, like
ring,
a shrimp
like
tire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a shrimp tire. That's that's the marketing.
Yeah, yeah. Then you might have me, but calling it a donut makes me think pastry. It makes me think it's sweet on the outside of the
that
shrimp.
Breading might be kind of
and
weird.
I don't want that. Because it is donut colored. But I just think somebody in Thailand just really don't know what donuts are all about.
A shrimp donut is kind of weird. Let's go to the next one. Okay, here we go. Canada, McDonald's Big Arch Burger. That's not a Big Mac? Oh, it looks like it has like poutine in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
That looks
wildin'.
I don't know if it's the angle, but that looks really good.
Nah, I can't do it. I already know I can't do it.
But you don't like Big Macs? I haven't had one in years. But
I like Big Macs, but remember the Arch Deluxe?
What's the difference? Mm-hmm.
The Arch Deluxe was like a McDonald's, and like the whole marketing was like kids being like, it's too big. Whoa. I can't.
That's
it's
weird.
Too big. They were stressed out or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
It was bigger than the Big Mac?
It was bigger than a Big Mac.
You can't have something bigger than your sandwich called the Big Mac. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. Cream. Okay. Wendy's cheesecake in Puerto Rico. Is it in a cup?
This a frosty?
It's a cheesecake.
A cheesecake frosty?
That's weird that they included the cup.
Is it a cake or is it a...
They should have taken it out.
It's in a cup.
For the beauty shots, they should have taken it out of the cup.
Or like have a spoon dipping in it, and then you could see the cakiness.
Wendy's is
in
lazy.
The spoon.
They just have a circle
they
in
just
a cup.
Put a W.
Put a chocolate W right. on it. That was in Puerto Rico. Okay. KFC fried cookie dough.
Not,
that was good.
Not mad at it. Not mad at it.
South Africa.
The Colonel's like face Africa. Deserves to be on there.
All three of the South African ones are KFC, but they're all sweet fried things. Sweets. Deep fried sweet stuff.
Was that the Oreo too? Yeah.
The Oreo and the churro.
Okay. If I go to South Africa, I need to go to KFC.
KFC.
See what's popular.
You gotta know. Because read you know how like signs. Sometimes you're like, I don't want to try American food. I have to try something local.
Right.
Like, nah, this
ain't American.
This is exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last one? Which one was your favorite?
My favorite? I think the churros really like boggle my mind the most, but I think my favorite might be the I think I like the KFC with the fried Oreos and the
nice. That might be too sweet for me. I'm going with the McDonald's poutine. You kind of you onto something with McDonald's fries dressed up a little bit. It's just the cheese curds. I don't like the word curd.
Oh yeah, you know? No, the curds
like old cheese balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's now I'm hungry. Great.
I need a fried cheese curd.
All right, you guys. Well, I hope we made you hungry. I would like to thank our guest, Rob Hayes, for pulling up. Thank you, man. Thanks for wearing Bape and stuff.
Hey, know? Man. Thanks for
being
having
funny.
Me. Yeah.
Tahir is off at a... actually, this is pretty interesting that we just saw this. He's at a KFC audition. He's auditioning for one of the menu items. So send him love and, you know, make sure you tell him, you know, I hope you get it, you know. But it's just me. So I'm going to just say thank you for watching Damn Internet You Scary. I've been Patrick Cloud. This is Rob Hayes. Tahir is somewhere. And we'll see you next week.